Going back to the text that was just read for you, it reads to us once again in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Many of you are aware that people have a mind of their own. Do they not? People do anything they want to do, anything they can do, whether you agree with it or whether you don't. Many of you may remember, if your experience was like mine, that when I was younger, I would do all types of stuff. You know how mama told you, now if you get in the car, make sure nobody else drives with you? Or when you go to the store, make sure you go to the store and come right back? And you know, we didn't always pay attention to what mama and daddy said, did we not? You know that some of you had a few extra people in your car driving around? But you know, mama and daddy couldn't see, well, it was going to be all right. Or maybe you knew on your way to the store, you took a little bit of a detour. And then when you got back home, mama and daddy asked, where have you been? Oh, mama, there's a long line at the store. You should have known what had happened. You know those things we used to say. But every now and then, I'm sure my parents were like yours. They knew that you were telling the tale, but they let you get away with it. But you know the run time that we were caught? My mama used to say, boy, are you out of your mind? You didn't do what I told you to do, and you knew there were some consequences for what we had done. It's the same thing for all of us who are gathered here today, for all of us who follow Christ. Because let's face it, everybody who is in church don't necessarily believe in Jesus. And not only that, they don't necessarily follow what Jesus has to say in their lives. We are just like anybody else. We will do what we want to do, when we want to do it, how we want to do it, and nobody can tell us what we can and cannot do. But brothers and sisters, as we find that Jesus is making his way into Jerusalem for us, how is it as Christian people in the world today that we could be of the same mind as Jesus as we go forth into the world and tell others who Jesus is? We find out that Paul is speaking to the Philippian people. He had loved this particular church because this church had supported him on his mission. And he always gave thanks for them for the offerings they had given unto him and for the prayers and everything that they had done for Paul. We find that Paul finds himself writing this letter in jail because Paul was in jail many times for what he had believed. And we also find, brothers and sisters, as he's speaking to these people, they need a little bit of encouragement to make their way in the world. And so he is telling them what they need to do and what they need to become to follow Jesus. So he tells them a few things that I think that will be important for us to understand and hopefully to follow as we make our way into the world for this week. He tells them that, first of all, that Jesus did not see himself as equal to God, to something to be exploited, but has to take the form of a slave, or what I like to say, a servant. See, in order for us to have the same mind as Jesus, we have to understand, as they used to say all the time, it's not about you, it's about God. You see, we have to be able to be servants and not be served. Let me say it again. We have to be able to be servants and not necessarily want to be served. See, we find out here within the text that there were people who were always trying to let Jesus know who they were all about. We find the Pharisees and other places that Jesus had, the people that Jesus had encountered, that when people came as guests into the home, the guests wanted the highest seat in the place. Jesus let them know, hey, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Jesus let people know that it's not about your status, it's not about where you've come from, it's not about how many degrees you have behind your name, but it's about following God, meaning that we have to empty ourselves. And see, it's hard for us, especially in America, to empty ourselves, because we've been taught that we need to take up for ourselves, that we have to get the best in education, the best home in the best neighborhood, the best car, and once we get all that, the first thing we want to do is show it off to everybody else. Look what I got. Look how important I am. Look what I have worked for. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of you in here have worked for a whole lot of things. Some of it has been through blood, sweat, and tears. Some of it has been through discrimination. some of it has been, it has, as we say, it has not been, as we said yesterday, Langston Hughes, life hasn't been a crystal stair for a whole lot of us here in this place. And we should be proud of our accomplishments. There's no doubt. But are our accomplishments taking the place of Christ within our lives? We find it in society as well as in the church. There are people who want to be important. There are people who want to be recognized. There are people who want to say that my mama did this and my daddy did that. Now, I'm not talking about you here at Davie Street Presbyterian Church. I'm talking about other churches that I have been to in my lives. But when it comes down to the end of the day, it's not about what we have done. We forget that everything that we have, everything that we own, everything that we are comes from God first through Jesus Christ. And if we continue to give glory unto God, then God will be able to be shown to somebody else who don't know God. Look at the building that we have here. We've been here for 3 weeks in this place. Now, some of you who've been here for the first time, you look at all the things that look good, the nice colors on the wall. You look at the lights. Now, some of the others, we look at the imperfections. Do we not? Why the contractor hasn't done this? And by the way, if you see any blue tape on the wall, don't take it off. Just leave it there. Are we going to be people concentrating on the beauty of something? Or are we going to be people looking at how God works through imperfections within our lives? Understand, brothers and sisters, that if we're talking about being of the same mind of Christ, it means that our minds that we have in the world has to be different from the mind of Christ. Because the world can't give you what God can give you within your life. And the world can take it away quicker than God can. We find out, brothers and sisters, that if we're talking about being a church in the world today, whether we're a gathered community or whether we're out there in the world, we have to assume a posture of humility. Now, that's hard for many of us to hear, is it not? People don't want to be humble. Humble don't get you nowhere. As a matter of fact, when people think about being humble, it almost equates to being stepped on. Being thrown away. That people just do anything to you. But that's not what it's all about. What it's about is understanding that if we humble ourselves, if we decrease ourselves, and let God increase within us, then we will be the ones that will bring others to a relationship with Jesus Christ. We will be the ones who are strengthened. We will be the ones who look at the life of Christ and what Christ has done and know that if Christ has been through it, we can go through it. Because God is coming in Christ into the world today, into Jerusalem for the very last time before he is hung. And he came for us. And guess who the ones who are going to put him on the cross? Not the Romans, not the Pharisees, not the enemies. We are the ones that's going to put him on the cross. But, you know, you just can't get rid of Jesus that easily. Jesus is not going to get away like that. As we say, Jesus is not going to go out like that. Jesus is going to come back for each and every one of us, not coming back to judge us, but forgiving us for what we have done. Knowing that this God still loves us despite who we are. And if we look back within our lives, we know that we've done a whole lot of things. Whole lot of things that are uncovered and some of those things that are covered. Some of you know when you pray in the prayer of confession, when we go into that silent confession, you pray in some things that nobody else knows. And we don't need to confess right now. You keep your stuff to yourself. You work it out with your God. Because your God is the only person that needs to know, and your God is the only thing, that only person that can work it out. Brothers and sisters, we have a God who loves us so much that he's going to give his life for us here in a couple of days. So we have to be able to be servants. That when you're in line at the bank, maybe you need to let somebody else go first. I know you're looking at me like I'm crazy. Or maybe today when we, after service today, celebrate Mr. Penix's 97th birthday with cake and ice cream, maybe we need to let Mr. Penix go first. Or maybe we need to let those who are our guests for the very first time go first. Or maybe when people come into Davie Street for an event, or for something, it's not about us, but it's proclaiming how God has moved through us. That we're being humble and obedient to what Christ has called us to do and to become within the world. And you know, the only way that people will come to us and know who we are is we are servants first. For too many churches, people come and they feel like they're not welcomed. Or you can't sit in this pew. Or you can't sing this song. Or you can't walk out this way. Or you can't do this or do that. Brothers and sisters, that's not what church is all about. Church is about following in the ways of Jesus Christ. And for some of us, that will be very, very difficult in our lives. But yet the last thing I want to share with you this morning as we talk about having the same mind as Christ is to understand that as we live our lives, it's not ourselves who need to be exalted. It is Christ who needs to be exalted. You see, understand here, when Paul is telling them that therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, that every person at the name of Jesus shall bow in earth and on the earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the God the Father. We have to be able to lift God up. We have to be able to exalt God. We have to be able to praise God. See, because if you don't, guess who will? The R-O-C-K-S will cry out. You see, brothers and sisters, church is not necessarily about ourselves, but it's about reminding people once again, the one who has made us and created us and formed us and allowed us to have breath within our lives. It's about letting other people know that it's about God and to lift up God's name. How many of us this morning said, thank you, God? How many of us know the last time that we've opened the Bible? How many of us have a personal relationship with God? I mean, you could quote John 3:16 all day. Look, there's a whole lot of people who know the scripture. Look, even the devil knows the scripture. But are you living it in your lives? Brothers and sisters, we have to be able to understand that we have to go out here today, just like the Philippians, like Paul is telling them, that we have to be the hands and feet of Christ out there within the world today. It says earlier within the text that if there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. That is our charge today, brothers and sisters, to leave all those things that separate us from a relationship with God and other people and to take on something that only Christ can do for ourselves. It's time for us to examine, like Mama used to tell us, boy, have you lost your mind? Now, we were scared to tell Mama if we did or not. But if we talk about doing it for Christ, yeah, we've lost our mind. We've left all the important stuff behind. We've left all the money behind. We left all of the accoutrements behind. We left all of the status behind. We left all of the position behind. We left all of the what the world thinks is important behind to follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah, we've lost our mind and we've gone crazy. But you know what? We do not go crazy because of our own selves and our own ways. We do it because of this God who turned the world upside down. This God who's going to tell us that he loves us even on the hanging of the cross. Brothers and sisters, today, it's about following Jesus Christ. You know, there's an old slogan, the United Negro College Fund, and you know what it is. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. And it will be terrible for us to think about only ourselves and what we think we have done. But it's a following in our lives today, what Christ has done. Brothers and sisters, never forget what God has done for you. Never forget that God has created you and made you. And may you always follow in the way of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This day and forevermore. Amen. Amen.